I want to sort of move into practical decision making in the metastatic setting. It's getting a lot more difficult to have these discussions without considering cost and reimbursement issues. Oncologists, that's the first thing they bring up when you talk about it. But as a CME group trying to focus on clinical science, I'm going to just try to put that aside for a moment, similar, I think, to what you do with the NCCN group, and just focus on the clinical science. And I'm curious right now what your thoughts are about the optimal first-line taxane in the metastatic setting.
Well, I think the data is still more abundant with both Taxol and docetaxel. So if you were trying to make your decisions based on a longer experience, those agents have been around for a long time. There isn't a reason to think, in my view, that Abraxane is going to be inferior to those drugs if we suddenly have 3 or 4 more years' worth of data. My bias would be that Abraxane is going to be compared very favorably, if not superior. The indirect evidence, and it's just that, and I should emphasize that, is when you line up clinical trials that have evaluated docetaxel or paclitaxel in similar patient populations with metastatic disease, that the activity of Abraxane is very comparable to docetaxel. So again, I would be the first to tell you those are indirect comparisons, like Taxol versus Taxotere with the response rate that was seen with Taxotere, similar population to what was involved in the Abraxane pivotal trial, and the activity is very comparable. So you may have similar anti-tumor effects, and the issue then becomes one of comparable toxicities as well as patient convenience and ultimately even issues of cost.
Putting those all together, and kind of reminds me a little bit about the AI tamoxifen debate. One of the things I like to ask people is if the AIs and tamoxifen were completely equivalent from an anti-tumor effect, would the advantages of one versus the other, in terms of side effects or toxicity, a lot of people favor AIs in that situation. What about for NAB? If it turns out, whatever evidence it's going to take to convince a person, whether it's a randomized trial, indirect comparison, that you become convinced that it has the same anti-tumor effect as docetaxel and paclitaxel, do you think that the advantages in terms of lack of pre-medication, shorter infusion time, justify its use preferentially?
Well, I think that's an important question. And just as an aside, there is a large randomized trial that's rapidly accruing in largely Eastern Europe, Europe, and Russia that is comparing directly Abraxane to Taxotere. So we can look probably within the next year to having a completed trial that actually addresses that issue. But lacking that information, I think your point is important, because when you think about clinical situations and busy office practices, the throughput of patients is important, and the convenience to patients is important. So I think the upside to Abraxane clearly is the shorter infusion time, the lack of need for pre-medication. So those things are the upside to it. The other information that would suggest, even though there's a higher acquisition cost to Abraxane, talking about it in terms of dollars, there have been economic analyses that have been done that would suggest, despite that higher acquisition cost, some of the downstream expenses that are related to administering either Taxol or Taxotere, and by that I'm speaking specifically about the need to give pre-medications or manage the neutropenia or cytopenias that occur with the attendant need for perhaps antibiotics or growth factor support. When all of that is figured into it, there's actually a net savings that may be related to the Abraxane use. So I think we need more information, but I think we shouldn't be put off necessarily by the upfront cost, and we have to take into account the whole package of managing the patient.